Hashtag 0800 rings array. We are live from Temple Works here in Leeds for the secret Red Bull party going on here. We've taken it back to the 90s and I am with Bok Bok. How's it going?
Yeah, man, what's good? Yeah, it's going fine. I'm doing pretty good. Traveled from Rotterdam today. Feeling good. Just finished DJing. Feeling good, man.
And how is it being in Leeds? Have you been in Leeds before?
Yeah, man. I love Leeds. To be honest, I love playing up here because like, everyone's always really enthusiastic. Like, yeah, always a good vibe, to be honest. It's reliable, isn't it? Reliable.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, for everyone that doesn't know you, just tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Basically, I'm a DJ from London. I've been at it for about 10 odd years. I started off DJing grime back in the early noughties and then moved through the different like club genres around the world to start a label called Night Slugs. And since then, we've just been on a little mission to create really interesting new club music. And yeah, man, like, yeah, just DJ all over the place, produce beats. That's me.
And you're talking about grime, so how do you feel about the grime resurgence in the UK?
I think it's great news, because basically the first time around, I think that there was the infrastructure to maintain the scene, and people weren't really ready, there wasn't really the audience, and then the internet just blew that up, so I think it's fantastic, do you know what I mean? Because obviously, it's well deserved, we need a proper scene in this country, and I think that's just a great thing. It also means I can go up and down the country playing it, and people will vibe to it, so that's brilliant.
Absolutely, and like in terms of promoting UK music and everything, RBMA has obviously played an important part for years. How do you think RBMA helps with promoting the music scene?
You know what? It's good to see a company put a lot of money into music. Like, to be honest with you, there's endorsement money floating around out there, but it's just a great thing to see some good projects out there with, you know, a lot of support for young artists and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, man, they make a lot of stuff possible that it wouldn't be possible otherwise. So, you know, it's appreciated.
And like, how's DJ culture changed? Because obviously you said you've been in the game for nigh on a decade now. How's it been changing since that point?
My take on it is that, you know how like people don't cut dubs anymore and like, it's like straight to digital. If anything, it means people are a bit less scrupulous about what they're doing. But it also opens up a lot of opportunities too, because it means what I love about the digital revolution and like CDJs is that a lot of people can just step up and start DJing. And just, you don't need to necessarily have a vinyl collection. You don't necessarily have to like do much learning, you know. It's very accessible, and I think that's a great thing, because it means that talented people with a vision can get straight into it. And that's happening a lot with my younger friends right now. So to be honest, it's really inspiring, and I think it's a good thing. Although I semi-missed the quality control that used to be in the kind of old analog kind of scene.
Sweet, that's really nice to hear, because like, obviously a lot of people are getting into DJ now, especially in Leeds. And like, it's nice to hear that, you know, you don't need to start off on vinyl, because a lot of people have a bad concept about that.
Absolutely not, man. You can start with anything you want. You can bang put some plans together if that's your vibe, and it's gonna sound banging. Like, if you got flavor, it's gonna sound good, you know what I mean?
And you've made a name for yourself over these past 10 years. So I was just a youngster back then, and I was even young in the 90s watching like Arthur and Barney and all this type of stuff.
Yeah, I was a little bit of Arthur. My thing was really like, remember that show Doug?
Yeah.
I used to be Doug in it back when I was little. I was Doug.
Is that your memory from the 90s?
Yeah, I was Doug, but then I glowed up.
So hashtag Ring to Rave has been an absolute banger. It's been an absolute success. You absolutely killed it tonight. What's next for Bok Bok?
I'm in the studio a lot. I'm making beats for a lot of people. I don't want to say too much. Night Slugs is about to release some hot records. It's been a quiet few years for the label, but like, we're about to come back with so much energy, and I don't like talking too much, innit? Let me just show them.
Yeah, that's absolute respect. And one last question. There's a bit of conflict between the UK and the US music scenes at the moment. What do you think that we're doing right that the US isn't?
Do you know what? I love the fact that a lot of UK cats now are kind of jumping on that US vibe, but they're making it their own. And to be honest with you, there's no rivalry, man. Like, there's always been a transatlantic like connection. Think about Garage. That was influenced by house music. That was like house music sped up for jungle heads. Like, we've been trading ideas for nigh on 30 years, and it's going to carry on. And like, my team is half here, half in the States, and I love it. So that's how it has to stay.
All right, shout out, respect. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.